Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. This is our first show of the new year, and we have six wonderful guests for you. Our first guests are Arlene and Mike Walter, and welcome both of you to our show.
Thank you.
Mike is familiar to many of our regular viewers. He's the former dean of the College of Business. He's a professor of information systems at Long Beach State. He's also an assistant to President Bob Maxson. And Mike, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. It's always an honor to be on your show.
Thank you so much. His wife, Arlene, is a former professor of mathematics and a retired vice president of Union Bank of California and Wells Fargo Bank. And the reason we've invited them to this first show of the new year is something that many of you may have read about. Mike and Arlene Walter have just given the largest gift in the history of Long Beach State University. They donated $2.1 million, the largest gift in the history of Long Beach State. And as a faculty member and a 30-year member of the community, let me personally thank you for that. And what prompted you, Mike, to make this magnificent gift?
Well, there were several things that prompted us to do that, Art. One, we know that the responsibility of all people at the university is to enhance the academic reputation of the university. And so we wanted to do that. We also wanted to help the sports programs out. And so we made a donation. So we basically split our donation between the academic part of the university to the Edge of Excellence program and to the athletic department.
And Arlene, I know I've seen you at many of the sporting events. You're very much a sports enthusiast. How do you feel about this gift?
I'm very happy about it. I think that it will make a difference in the lives of many of the people at the university and to come to the university. And also, I think it will be important to the city.
Absolutely. President Maxson is going to recommend to the Board of Trustees that the icon of our campus, which is the magnificent pyramid pictured here, where our athletic teams play, men's and women's volleyball, men's and women's basketball, that the pyramid be named the Arlene, Mike and Arlene Walter Pyramid.
That's right.
And I suspect the trustees will follow that recommendation. It's an exciting, it's a major step in the evolution of the fundraising program at Long Beach State. And I know around town in the city, Mike, it's very meaningful that someone has made this kind of commitment.
Yes, I think that's right. You can't have a vibrant city without a vibrant university. And you can't have a vibrant university without a vibrant city. And I think
yes.
We have a great city and a great university. And our gift was given so that would help the university in terms of the faculty and the staff and the students, but also help the city of Long Beach.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you split it with $1 million going to the Edge of Excellence for academics and $1.1 million to the athletic program. So all bases are covered. I know there was a marvelous reception honoring you and Arlene, which unfortunately I could not attend because of another commitment. But here is our honored guest with Bill Schumard, who is the athletic director of Long Beach State, and he's big smile on his face, and of course President Maxson with Mike and Arlene at that. I heard it was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yes, it was.
Mike, you've been active in town for so long. You were chair of the Chamber of Commerce, head of the IBA, and now you're assistant to the president. What do you do in that role as assistant to the president for community relations?
Well, first of all, whatever he asked for. But on the serious side, yes, I do teach courses, and then I would assist him by keeping him abreast of what is going on in the city and things that may impact the university or things that the university should become involved in. So basically, I try to keep him informed of things off campus, so to speak. And of course, his objective always is to integrate the city and the university, and I do all I can to assist that.
That's wonderful. And Arlene, I know you and Mike both hope that this will trigger other gifts to the university. I understand that it already has.
Yes, it has. There are a number of other families who have stepped up to make donations to the athletic department, and the athletic department then has many uses that they expect to put the money to.
Yeah. Mike, you've been at the university 7 years as Dean of the College of Business and now many more years as professor. The university's been around for more than 50 years now. What do you see as the next 25 years for this campus? What do you see as the future of Long Beach State and the future of Long Beach?
I think the university will be an example par excellence of an urban university. I think that under the leadership of President Maxson, that the university will distinguish itself as truly one of the most outstanding urban universities in the country and certainly the world, and will set a new standard for other universities to try to emulate. The future looks very, very bright, Art, for the university.
And Arlene, as you know, Long Beach is the most diverse city in America, according to the RAND Corporation, and that's reflected on our campus, where students from more than 100 countries attend, and we like it because of the diversity. I have a chance to learn about people and cultures from all over the world. What are your personal vision for the future of the university and the city?
Very similar to Mike's, and in particular, of course, I would like to see the quality of the athletic programs continue to grow. I would also like to see the opportunities available to the professors to increase their contribution to the academic world, and I think that's all ahead for us.
That's wonderful. Mike, in the minute or two we have left, what would you like to say to the community, to other potential donors that might be motivated by what you've done, about the importance, and we've talked about this privately at great length, but the meaning of philanthropy, the meaning of giving back to the community, which the gift of your gift and Arlene's gift so magnificently embody.
Well, Long Beach is an outstanding community, and it gets better every year and has a great future ahead of it. The university, no question, has a great future ahead of it. The university, to achieve its maximum and to take advantage of all of the wonderful faculty that we have, I think has to have donations from the community, from other people, to assist it. The state budget will keep us as a good university, but that edge of excellence that we talk about and strive for and eventually achieve comes from gifts that other people provide to the university.
Well, Mike, you and Arlene have helped us take a major step towards achieving that extra edge, and I can't think of a better segment to start our first show of the new year than these two wonderful people. So thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for all you've done to the community.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.